After the driest January through April on record, much of South Dakota received a soaking in May. But the latest U.S. Drought Monitor map shows a large area of eastern South Dakota still with dry conditions. It looks like more rain is on the way for this week. Joining us now to discuss the wet May and what's ahead is SDSU Climate Field Specialist Laura Edwards. She joins us on the line from her office in Aberdeen. And Laura, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Hi, Carl. Great to be here again.
Well, we usually think April showers and May flowers, but May, is May typically the wetter month?
You know, and generally it is. May is the wettest month on average, at least in eastern part of the state. Western, we tend to be a little bit wetter in April in general, but not to say that May is dry either. And so, yes, May really came out with a bang this year, and with a statewide average of 5.88 inches, that's quite a lot. Even our average rainfall for May in the eastern part of the state is 3 to 3.5 inches, so that's well above average for most of the state anyway.
So how recently has it been that we've had a May this wet?
Oh, it's been a while. The wettest parts of the state this last month were the southwest and the north central regions of the state. And the southwest, in that region, about 7 1/3 inches for the month. The last time they saw that amount of moisture was 1982, which surprisingly or maybe not, is another El Nino year that we know about. And also in the north central this last month, about 6 1/4 inches for May. And the last time they saw anything like that was 1906. So quite a while for some of these areas.
So it's been something of a crazy year with the dry January through April, then the wet May. What does all this, you know, what does it mean? How does this all come together then? You know, we had those dry months and then the sudden wet May. I mean, was that a good thing or was it too much rain all at once?
I think in general it was a good thing. I know for farmers, especially corn and soybean farmers, they got a lot of their corn planted in April and early May before it got really, really wet. And so from that perspective, it's probably a good deal for them. But now it's bordering, if not already, on too wet, where a lot of those low spots are flooded and ponded. And but like I said, we were so dry on the early part of this year that a lot of that rain had a chance to soak into the soils, and it was a nice gentle rain for a lot of those days, but some of them really did generate some flooding. So it's kind of a mixed bag, I guess, overall, but no question, now at the end of the month, it looks like it's pretty good situation for most people.
Have most of farmers gotten in their row crops, corn and soybeans and so forth?
I think most of the corn is in, and a lot of the soybeans have been planted from what I understand, but a lot of guys and gals are still having some trouble just finishing those last few areas that that have been really just a little too wet to get into. But I know just from driving around the state the last couple of weeks, that spring wheat and some of those other small grains, oats and things, look pretty good. They're planted, I'm sure, into dry soil, and they've really grown pretty well here in the last several weeks.
So it sounds like generally the timing was good for the May rain?
Yep, pretty good. And even pastures and forage, you know, from that perspective, they really prefer, you know, some rain in April, but this this last May has really helped them to generate some good growth here for the spring.
Now, a month ago, we were really concerned about drought after the May rain. How much of that is a concern still?
Oh, yeah, that's been probably the biggest change that we've seen. From the U.S. Drought Monitor on May 5th, about 78% of the state was in drought, either moderate or severe drought. And that was probably the recent peak that we've seen as far as the worst conditions. As of last week, though, now only 9% of the state is in drought, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. And much of that is focused really in the southeast part of the state, which got some rain, but probably right near average for the month, about 3 inches or so in general. And so they had some recovery, but they still have a little ways to go before I think they're considered well out of drought.
And looking at that map, there was also quite a wide range of, I think, abnormally dry conditions in the eastern part of the state?
Yeah, I think the abnormally dry conditions on the drought monitor are really a reflection of the long-term shortage of rain, and also that soil moisture has had some recovery, but they're not really saturated all the way through. So I think they're just hanging on to a little bit of that abnormally dry to really show the long-term dry conditions they've had.
So what does it take for that soil moisture in those areas of the state to be replenished? More rain?
Yeah, more rain, and we've had cooler temperatures too, of course, in May, and so that helps too, where a lot of that water does not evaporate. And so I think it's just a matter of time and gradual improvements, and I think we'll continue to see gradual improvements in the drought situation. You know, looking at the forecast here for the next week and the month ahead, looks like we could likely see some gradual improvements.
Now, you mentioned the cool temperatures. Are they expected to continue through the summer?
Well, the outlook for June just came out here on Sunday, and you know, we've been a little bit warm here the last day or so, and I think warmer than average temperatures are a little more likely here early in the month. But by the end of June, it looks more likely to lean towards average or even below average temperatures. So kind of a mixed bag overall for the month of June. And also on the precipitation side, looks like we're leaning a little wetter again for June. So again, that bodes pretty well for drought improvement anyway for South Dakota.
When we are talking about average temperatures, what are we looking at?
Average temperatures probably around 70 or so this time of year. And it looks like this week temperatures will be, you know, upper 70s, low 80s maybe for this week. So the June outlook really does weigh a little bit more on the earlier side of the month, where they have a little more skill in the forecast. So that's not to say that we won't see any cold or cooler times in the month, though.
In talking about the crops that are in the field as the summer goes on, if it is too wet, what's the danger there as far as disease potential? I usually hear that cooler, wetter, that can be a danger for the plants.
Yeah, that can be an issue, and I know folks who have been looking at wheat diseases have already noticed some wheat diseases and that are evident in some South Dakota areas. And I know they did a tour last week to look at some fields. So I know at least in the wheat crop, they're at least just starting to see that come up as an issue. With some of the real flooded or saturated areas, you could see delayed growth or stunted growth, for example, in corn and soybeans. A lot of those plants are just emerging or, you know, are just a few inches high, at least up here in the Northeast. So it's a little too early yet to see what the impact will be.
Now, Laura, you mentioned El Nino, and when Dennis Toddy has been on the program, the state climatologist, he's talked about El Nino. Are we seeing the full force of that here in South Dakota?
I think that has certainly been a factor here in the month of May, and for the summer here, the forecast or the current outlook shows a moderate to strong type El Nino, at least for the summer season. And on average, in general, El Nino in the summertime leans us more towards near to below average temperatures. So that means we're less likely to see some of those extended, really severe heat events that we sometimes see in the summer. On the precipitation side, El Nino generally means near to above average precipitation, if even just by a little bit. And that occurs more in July and August, you know, the mid to late summertime. But that would be a good time for grain filling and corn and soybeans and some of those other crops. So overall, I think we're not looking at any major heat stress or major drought or rain stress on average, at least for the growing season ahead.
Now, El Nino, that's isn't it usually a winter phenomenon?
Yeah, generally, that's when we see most of the impact here in South Dakota. And every once in a while, we see the summertime impact as well. And certainly December, January, February is when we see the greatest impact. And this year, we didn't see that so much up here. So, but El Nino's hanging on, and now is its time to shine, I guess, in our state.
Now, as we look at those 60, 90-day outlooks, how confident are those models? Are you in those models? We always want to know exactly what's going to happen, but that's when you're talking about weather, that there's never a certainty. But how much confidence is there in those outlooks?
You know, it's kind of a mixed bag sometimes. A lot of those climate forecasts take into account trends, temperature and precipitation trends in those seasons. They also take into account El Nino, because it's one of the most predictable climate variations that we know about. And so those are probably the two of the biggest factors. I'd say in the summer season, one of the more complicated things to get a handle on is precipitation. You know, we get a lot of the thunderstorm, very localized type rain, like we've been seeing here, of course, lately. And so that's a lot more challenging to forecast, at least on a seasonal scale.
Well, Laura, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us again on Dakota Midday. Always appreciate it.
Great. Thanks to be here.